Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I am Anna, nutrition coaches and success mentors. We created Focal Academy to teach and mentor people like you to achieve true health and healthy relationships through nutrition, exercise, mindset, and lifestyle changes.
So we've been talking about our experience with water fasting. So this time, we'll tell you how we prepared for the fast and how to make things a little bit more tolerable. Approximately 6 weeks before we water fasted, we started to change our diet. We cut out all types of rice out of our diet, so no white rice, no brown rice, red rice, or black rice. We also cut out pasta, pastries, breads, and finally we tapered off on our desserts. The more carbs you eat before you fast, the harder your cravings will be. So it is always a good idea to start to eat clean at least a month before you water fast. And of course, make sure you clean up your pantry and your fridge. Anything that is bad for you, get rid of it and put it away so that when you are fasting and your hunger strikes, you won't just reach out for that bag of chips or Oreo cookies that's sitting in your pantry. Having junk food easily accessible is like a siren's call. They are just there calling for you to consume them. So the cleaner your pantry and fridge is, the easier it'll be for you. And as we mentioned last time, it is a good idea to clear your social calendars during these few days. Don't meet up for lunch, coffee, snacks, because it's really difficult not to eat anything at all when the people around you is chomping away. The smell of fresh bread, the sound of people eating chips, and the sight of ice cream will be irresistible to you. Instead of socializing, make a long list of things that you should be doing. Gather a stack of books and magazines to read, a bunch of things on your to-do list, clean your garage, manage your paperwork. There's always something to do, and these few days is probably the best time for you to lay back, stay focused, and get these things out of the way.
We also get questions of what type of water to drink. As long as the water is clean, it's good. We have a reverse osmosis filter installed, so that's the water I drank. Sparkling water and cold water may upset your stomach, so it may help to actually drink warm water with a little bit of salt, because salts give you the electrolytes and the warm water actually settles your stomach. For me, I carried around a thermos with warm water that has just a pinch of salt in it, and I sip on that all day long. I think that actually worked really, really well. It also helps to take baths. Now make sure the water temperature is not too hot, because while you're fasting, your body is more sensitive to heat and cold. I added my own bath salts to help me with my body detox and also to calm my nerves. I also spend a lot of time watching documentaries on TV about health, diets, and fats, and watching those documentaries help to remind me why I was water fasting, and it helped me curb my hunger. If it helps, put up a sign on your fridge and pantry, something that says do not touch or don't open the door, or whatever will prevent you from opening that pantry door or the fridge would be good. You will be amazed at how much time you have on your hands when you don't have to spend time buying food, preparing food, eating food, and cleaning up after you eat. I spend that time learning new things, taking online classes, read up on new articles. You can decide on how to best use your time. Tomorrow, we will tell you how to come out of your water fast. Until next time, love what you live and live what you love.